It's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock Nasser Vision and Generator Supercenter.
I want to tell you a secret about me. So when I was growing up, we would just watch movies on repeat over and over again. And there are some movies out there that I have probably seen over 150 times. And, of course, when I was growing up, my mom had no idea about ADD or anything like this. She just thought her kids were weird. But I think we all had basically a touch of ADD where we'd get hyper-focused, or we would have eat the same meal every day in a row for, you know, a whole summer. I mean, we just did stuff. Y'all just are stuck on repeat. And one of the films that my sister and I watched constantly was the film Superman with Christopher Reeve and Gene Hackman. That's the love child of Gene Hackman and Buddy Hackett.
Paul Hackett.
Yeah. But Gene Hackman. And we watched that over and over again. And we would, I rigged up two VCRs where we would roll the tape from one VCR and then we'd replace the sound and we'd do all the voices on replacing the soundtrack, and we would just do stupid stuff. We just waste time, but we watched that movie constantly.
For its time, that was a good movie, was it not?
Oh, yeah. It was a huge hit, too. Yeah. 1977, I think it was when it came out.
It came out that early?
I think so.
I want to say like 79 or 80.
Okay. All right.
That'd be my guess.
Daddy will chase that down for us. But, yeah. So we watched this all the time.
78.
Okay. So, and knew every line of it. Anyway, we've lost another one of the notables in that cast. Valerie Perrine has passed away.
Oh, yeah.
She was
Perrine, wasn't it?
Perrine, yeah. I never knew how to say her last name. I just knew she was Miss Tessmacher from Superman. It was Gene Hackman's, you know, love interest. Yeah, he was always yelling, Miss Tessmacher! She was in that. She was also in another one of our favorite films, Electric Horseman. She played a bit part in that as Robert Redford's ex-wife or soon-to-be ex-wife. And I loved her. She was really beautiful. You know, she started off as a showgirl in Vegas. And someone noticed her. She gets an acting part. And her first acting part was, I think, in Slaughterhouse-Five, that movie. And then within a couple of years, she gets nominated for an Oscar for her role in Lenny. I think she played Lenny Bruce's wife, again, opposite Dustin Hoffman.
Okay.
And got an Academy Award nomination for that. Anyway, she passes away at the age of 82. She spent the last 15 years of her life battling Parkinson's, which depleted her finances, so they even had to set up a GoFundMe to try to fund her dying wish of she wanted to be buried in Forest Lawn Cemetery, and she has no money. So people are helping out her estate, trying to get her remains to their final resting place there. So, posed for Playboy twice. That's where you may know her from, George.
I don't remember that.
From her Playboy days. Then when I was reading about her after her death, she had a more interesting life than I even thought. She already had a pretty interesting one, being nominated for an Academy Award. But she never married, never had kids. She never climbed Everest, never was gay, that I know of. But she did have, she said her career low was in 1980 when she starred opposite Caitlyn Jenner, Steve Guttenberg, and the Village People in Can't Stop the Music.
Okay, yeah. I saw that one probably more than I should have.
Which career low.
Which won the Razzies for the worst picture and worst screenplay that year. She said at the time it ruined her career, and she had to move to Europe because she was so embarrassed. People asking her about that film, so she just had to get away and move to Europe. Now, she did, even though, as I mentioned, she never had any kids and never got married, she did come close to getting married. She was engaged to Bill Harmon, who was a gun collector and importer. I guess a gun importer? I don't know. It just says importer. Hmm. But he died in a gun accident in January of 1969, just a month before they were about to walk down the aisle.
Wow.
That's okay. Bad luck. Just a month before. She also dated Jay Sebring. Is that name familiar to anyone?
Familiar, but it...
Huh. I don't know. That just sounds so familiar to me. It's kind of familiar in the same way that Abigail Folger and Wojciech Frykowski and Stephen Parent.
This is Manson related.
Sharon Tate. Boy. Those names all sound familiar to me. Yes, Jay Sebring was one of these six people that was murdered by the Manson family at Sharon Tate's home in 1969. Matter of fact, I think Jay Sebring was the one in the room with Sharon Tate. And they had a rope that was tied between the two of them.
You know, way too many details about.
Wow, do you have the detail about how Valerie Perrine ties into that night? He invited her to that dinner.
Yes, she was supposed to be there.
Wow.
Mm.
The night that the Manson family did the deed.
Wow.
She could have been there, and then we never would have had Miss Tessmacher. Think about that. Think about that. That makes you reevaluate everything in your life.
Miss Tessmacher!
So, yes, she passes away. So this continues the Superman curse.
Yes.
The Superman curse, because... as everyone is very aware, Gene Hackman died in mysterious circumstances last year at the age of 95. How weird is that, that he and his wife die at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
And he's found in the laundry room on the floor with like a walking cane nearby him and a pair of Oakleys upside down on the back of his head. He was about to go out for a walk or something. It was just very suspicious what happened there.
You tried to make it that way back when it happened, but it
really
wasn't.
Very suspicious. So Gene Hackman is certainly part of the Superman curse. Then you go back to the original of the Superman curses, and that's the what happened to Christopher Reeve, Superman himself, who was a very, very famous actor. He turned down the roles in American Gigolo, The World According to Garp, Fatal Attraction, Splash, Romancing the Stone, Lethal Weapon, Body Heat. These are just the roles he turned down. Yet he was Superman. He was other roles.
Other people.
But he was like a Superman. He was kind of a He-Man. He was a pilot. He was rated on every kind of which way to be a pilot. He was got into Equestrian. This is the thing that turned on him. Because
the horse turned on him.
Yeah. Yeah. He was in an event. He actually competed. And in May of 1995, his horse made a refusal. That's what they call it.
It stopped as they were approaching a jump, wasn't it?
He began the third fence jump in this event. It suddenly stops. He falls forward over the horse. He's holding on to the reins. His hands get tangled up. And the bridle and bit were pulled off the horse. He landed head first on the far side of the fence and shattered his first and second vertebrae.
Gosh.
So he's paralyzed from the neck down, and it stopped his breathing. Now, paramedics get there within 3 minutes. We're talking about Christopher Reeve now. Arrive within 3 minutes, and they have to get air into his lungs because he can't breathe. So he's taken to the local hospital. Then he's helicoptered out of there. And he has no recollection of the accident. He just wakes up. He's 5 days later. He's heavily medicated. He's delirious. He finally regains full consciousness, finds out that he is paralyzed from the neck down, can't breathe without the help of a ventilator. He starts telling his wife, maybe it's best if we just let me go here.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about his inner anguish. He's lying in the ICU. This is Superman lying there with a broken body in the ICU alone at night. And he's saying that, can you imagine what's going through your head?
No.
As you're trapped in there, the prison of your own mind in this broken body. And he said he was at his darkest time when all of a sudden the door flies open. And dressed up in a yellow surgical gown, a blue scrub hat, and glasses and speaking in a Russian accent is
Valerie Perrine.
Robin Williams, his best friend, who's doing a routine as a doctor and announces that he's his own, that he's Christopher Reeve's proctologist and he needs to do an exam immediately.
Only took a moment.
And he said that his buddy Robin Williams made him so happy and laughing at this horrible time, what little he could laugh, I guess, laughing on the inside, that lifted his spirits and he decided to fight to exist, to continue to exist on this earth. And Christopher Reeve went on to live another 10 years or so, 9 years after his accident. And I remember him making the rounds, talk show circuit, and was an inspirational character for coming back after having something that was supposed to crush your human spirit.
Looks like
in addition to your vertebrae.
20 more years.
Oh, I did my math wrong.
Excuse me.
Wait, it was in 85?
He died.
95?
95.
Oh, 95. Yeah. You're right. 10 more years.
Yeah. And so that's the Christopher Reeve part of the curse. And then you have Margot Kidder, who played Lois Lane.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she was engaged to John Hurd, another famous actor, but they separated 6 days into their marriage. 6 days.
Man.
How can a marriage go so off the rails within 6 days?
That's about how long Kenny Chesney and Renee Zellweger were married.
Really?
Yeah, maybe.
I thought they were married like a year.
No, it was... They got an annulment, didn't they?
Yeah.
Like 2 days or something.
Oh, my gosh. Doesn't that seem crazy to you?
I thought fights
are supposed to last longer than 2 days.
Yes.
But she was also romantically linked, Margot Kidder, who played Lois Lane, linked to Pierre Trudeau.
4 months for Zellweger and Chesney. Okay.
See there, I told you. She was linked to Pierre Trudeau. She could be Justin Trudeau's mom.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I don't know. At the time, he works out on that. But she got a diagnosis of bipolar disorder in 1988. Which she rejected at the time and refused the lithium treatment. Now, it was in 1990, she was filming this television series. She gets in a car crash that injured her spine and left her partially paralyzed in 1990, 5 years before Christopher Reeve. She was unable to work for 2 years and went in, way into debt for that. And then in 96, the year after Christopher Reeve had his horse drawn accident, Margot Kidder had that manic episode in L.A., and I remember us talking about this a lot on The Ticket at the time.
Yeah.
George was obsessed with it.
Didn't she hidden under a desk or something?
She was hiding in the bushes with all her teeth knocked out of someone's flower bed.
Yeah, and that was were off.
That was triggered by... that she was working on her autobiography when her laptop got infected with a virus and it crashed and she lost 3 years worth of drafts on her autobiography.
Oh, wow.
And that sent her into a tailspin.
That would send me into a tailspin, too.
She flies to California to have the computer, you know, get a data retrieval company to work on the computer. They couldn't get the files back. So she entered a manic state. She disappeared for 4 days and was found by a homeowner in the backyard of their house in the flower bed with her teeth all knocked out that she said was done during a rape attempt.
Good God.
Man.
She was placed in psychiatric care, and she said that later on, she said that during that episode, she was trying to invent a new religion for women.
So
that happened. And then she ultimately got sick and... in 2018. So all of the principal actors of the
there's no curse.
Superman
well,
movie
hold on.
Are
not
now
just
dead.
Not just the principal actors, but on the Wikipedia page for Superman the movie, the first 13 actors, the only 13 actors listed, they're all gone.
Yes.
The movie passed away. 50
years ago.
It doesn't matter.
Chances are, Giorgio, that just doesn't happen.
Yes, 13. It does. Horses stop.
No,
people
horses
get old,
don't stop.
And S happens.
No,
that's the curse.
That's a horrible slogan that you're trying to make your catchphrase.
Every single one of them, mysteriously, by 2026 is dead.
In circumstances that we don't even fully understand yet.
Oh, gosh.
So there's something to the Superman curse
now
that Miss Tessmacher has passed away.